This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad. Kharkov with the news. Our top stories first. Educational institutions waiting government's decision to close the physical classes. Education Minister provides suggestions to COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre and Cabinet. Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi to take a vote of confidence in Province Assembly meeting today. And U.S. imposes sanctions on Russia over cyber attacks. Now the news in detail. The educational institutions are said to be waiting the government's decision to close the physical classes as the country is witnessing rising number of coronavirus infections. They are reported to have prepared to resume online classes. Some of the parents in risky zones have not sent their children to schools. Meantime, the health ministry has urged all not to form crowds in the 14 districts that are at high risk of COVID-19. The appeal comes amidst the time the country is witnessing the second wave of coronavirus infection with the detection of UK variant. Likewise, the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has prepared some recommendations regarding the closure of educational institutions in consultation with stakeholders. According to Secretary at the Education Ministry, Ram Prasad Thapalia, the received suggestions have been forwarded to the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre and the Council of Ministers. Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Shahi has decided to take a vote of confidence in the Province Assembly meeting today. The Karnali Province Assembly has been summoned for today. Chief Minister Shahi is in minority after CPN-UML withdrew its support from the provincial government. Likewise, the opposition parties Nepali Congress, CPN Mao Center and Rashtriya Samajwadi Party of the Gandaki Province Assembly have demanded a special session of the Province Assembly. They have already registered a motion of no confidence against Chief Minister Prithibi Subba Gurung. A corona-related death has been reported in Banki District today. A 31-year-old male from Guba Kot Municipality 13 of Surkhet District died of COVID-19 during treatment at Bheri Hospital this morning. Similarly, the health condition of 49 corona-infected people receiving treatment at Bheri Hospital in Banki District is reported to have become serious. According to a resource person of the Banki District's COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, Tez Oli, 74 of the infected ones are receiving treatment at COVID-19 ward, while 49 of them have critical condition. Similarly, 7 of the infected are being treated with the support of ventilators. The weather today has been predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Sudhir Paschim Province, along with partly cloudy condition in the hilly areas and in rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Province 1 and Sudhir Paschim Province and the hilly regions of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. The US has announced sanctions against Russia in response to what it says are cyber attacks and the other hostile acts. The White House said the measures, which target dozens of Russian entities and officials, aim to deter Russia's harmful foreign activities. The statement says Russian intelligence was behind last year's massive SolarWinds hack and accuses Moscow of interference in the 2020 election. However, Russia denies all the allegations and says it will respond in kind. The sanctions announced on Thursday are detailed in an executive order signed by President Joe Biden. India has reported a record daily increase of 217,353 COVID-19 infections over the last 24 hours. According to the India's Health Ministry data, this is the 8th daily record increase in the last 99 days. And with a total tally of nearly 14.3 million, India this week overtook Brazil to become the country with the second highest number of caseload worldwide after the United States. India's daily coronavirus caseload has doubled in 10 days as authorities grapple with shortage of vaccines, treatments and hospital beds. China's economy grew a record 18.3% in the first quarter of 2021 compared to the same quarter last year. It is the biggest jump in the gross domestic product GDP since China started keeping quarterly record in 1992. However, Friday's figures are below expectations, with the Reuters poll of economists predicting 19% growth. They are also heavily secured and less indicative of strong growth as they are compared to last year's huge economic contraction. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up the stories once more. Educational institutions waiting government's decision to close the physical classes. Education Ministry forwards suggestions to COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre and Cabinet. Karnali Province Chief Minister Mahendra Bahadur Sahid to take a vote of confidence in Province Assembly meeting today. And US imposes sanctions on Russia over cyber attacks. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.